Recurring Romance by Ariana Eustache. Your street was a simple, quiet place where talking to the person next door was strange. Even though they were neighbors, Teddy and Ivan never spoke a word to each other. Teddy, a novelist, was getting ready for her 19th blind date. Before she was about to leave, she took one more look at herself to make sure her voluminous hazel curls, clothes, and makeup on her fawn skin was perfect. Meanwhile, her neighbor Ivan, a poet, was also preparing for a blind date, his 20th to be exact. He made sure to style his silky black hair with extra hair gel and saturate his warm beige skin with his fanciest cologne. They were both set and ready to go, hoping that this one will finally be the one. "To think that my soulmate is under the same sky as me is crazy," exclaimed Ivan and Teddy simultaneously as they drove out of their gaps. A short while after, they both returned home. "Ugh, another fail," sighed Teddy as she crossed her blind date off her list of possible soulmates. "Again and again, when will this end?" exclaimed Ivan after slamming his front door. The frustrated, hopeless romantics resorted to their best sort of comfort, literature. They both wondered how the characters in a piece found love so easily, forgetting that parts of literature are fantasies out of imaginative minds just as theirs. But as quickly as their hopes for love scattered, it rebuilt. Just after reading one piece of romantic literature, they began to think about how their next date could be the one. Ding was the sound of both their phones as they received messages from Minda confirming their next blind date. The following day, the cycle of preparing for dates repeated itself. During the event of getting into his vehicle, one of Ivan's beloved poems flew out of his car. It blew all the way over to the feet of Teddy, who stood at the threshold of her door. As she picked it up, she noticed a clumsy man searching frantically for something in her front yard while tripping and knocking over plant pots. She decided to ask him if the poem was his, and he said yes. Ivan repeatedly thanked Teddy, insisting that he should get her some coffee. Teddy declined swiftly because she was too excited and nervous about her new blind date. "It was nothing really, so you don't have to worry about it," she said politely as she got into her car and drove off. Finally, Ivan arrived to the Braxton restaurant 5 minutes late for his date. As he dashed up the stairs and got his pass, he could hardly be still because something about this one felt different. Whilst walking down the aisle, he was constantly fixing his shirt and brushing his hair to look his absolute best. Step by step, as he approached his table, he recognized a familiar hairstyle. As he sat, there she was, the poetry-saving girl. And as Teddy looked up, there he was, the clumsy man. They locked eyes and introduced themselves. "How about that coffee?" chuckled Ivan, as they indulged on what they will soon after recall to be their last blind date.